This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahumma salli ala habibina wa nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome to Illuminations, Quranic Reflections from the Haramain, night 22. And in this night, the Imam recited from Surah Al-Hajj and Surah Al-Mu'minun. And Surah Al-Mu'minun is a beautiful surah that's Mekki. And that's very interesting because it was revealed in the Meccan period describing certain characteristics of the believers. And one of the characteristics of the Quran is that it gives the human being ideals to aspire to. So it's essentially faith becomes ideals that we all try to aspire to, even though we are struggling with our own shortcomings and deficiencies. And hence why faith is a lifelong process. In essence, a human being struggles with so much of their life in order to fulfill and reach to and hope to, aspire to, reach certain ideals. And hence why Islam is such an amazing personal development system, hence because it comes from the Almighty. That system of what an ideal human being is, essentially is the ideal believer. So that component is so strong that after building the foundations of faith and giving examples of those who passed and how they overcame the struggles with humanity and how they had to go overcome the struggles of being rejected and the stories of the prophets before and building all of the foundations of faith and explaining the entire meaning of Islam, all of those previous surahs essentially built up to Surah Al-Mu'minun, which then gives you throughout the Quran in general 115 characteristics of what a believer should be. 115 characteristics throughout the Quran. There's more than that, of course, more than 115 characteristics of what a true ideal believer should be. And there's been books written on this called The Ideal Muslim and The Ideal Muslima and others as well, which of course everything has give and take to it, but it's a great book in general to look into. But also the idea is that if we read the Quran with the thought in mind of writing down every time there's a characteristic or a character or something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us to essentially try to be the aspirations of the ideal believer that we try to aspire to be. When Surah Al-Mu'minun was revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Umar ibn Khattab described this. This hadith is narrated by Ibn Hajar and Al-Hakim and Al-Bayhaqi in his Sunan and others. And it is a hadith which is very interesting. It's narrated by Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ الْوَحِي or أَنزَلَ عَلَيْهِ الْوَحِي سُمِعَ عِنْدَ وَجْهِهِ دَوِيٌ كَدَوِيِ النَّحْلِ or أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ الْوَحِي. When the revelation was revealed upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said you could hear a buzzing like the buzzing of bees near the face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning this is like an otherworldly kind of state that, of course, it's transcending dimensions, it's transcending everything for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to receive the revelation, and you could hear like a buzzing around the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face. And he says, فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ يَوْمًا فَمَكَثْنَا سَاعًا. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an one day, and we stood for a while. Sa' is a period of time. It could be a prolonged period, a period of time. It doesn't necessarily mean an hour. فَسُرِّيَ عَنْهُ فَاسْتَقْبَلَ الْقِبْلَ. So this state was then lifted from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet faced the Qibla. And this shows you that among the etiquettes of dua is that you face the Qibla. Even if you're in a graveyard, you should try to face the Qibla, because that is the direction in which we are recommended. It's not haram for you to face any other direction. It's recommended for you to face the Qibla when you're making dua and raising your hands. He said, فَاسْتَقْبَلَ الْقِبْلَ وَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ. And he faced the Qibla and he raised his hands. And then he made a dua and he said, اللَّهُمَّ زِدْنَا وَلَا تَنْقُصْنَا وَأَكْرِمْنَا وَلَا تُهِنَّا وَأَعْطِنَا وَلَا تَحْرِمْنَا وَآثِرْنَا وَلَا تُؤْثِرْ عَلَيْنَا وَأَرْضِنَا وَأَرْضَ عَنَّا ثُمَّ قَالَ. He says the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua. And the dua is, O Allah, increase us and do not decrease us. O Allah, honor us and don't humiliate us. O Allah, give us and don't prevent from us. O Allah, prefer us and don't prefer over us. O Allah, be pleased with us and allow us to be pleased with what essentially over what you have given and what you essentially create us in a pleased state with you. And he said after that, he then spoke to us. The Prophet Muhammad SAW said, أنزل الله علي عشر آيات. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to me 10 ayat. And he says, من أقامهن دخل الجنة. Whoever establishes these 10 ayat, they will enter paradise. And he read the first 10 ayat of Surah Al-Mu'minun. ثم قرأ قد أفلح المؤمنون حتى ختم عشر آيات. Then he recited the first ayat of Surah Al-Mu'minun until he finished reciting the first 10 ayat. And this is the 23rd surah of the Quran, in the current order, of course. And in these 10 ayat, I want you to notice two things. Number one, this is a Mekki surah. So the earliest part of Islam and what Allah wanted to emphasize as the ideal. So after building the foundations of faith and giving them the examples of those who came before who accepted and those who rejected and all of that, which a person needs essentially to establish the faith, giving them the ideals, what a Muslim should aspire to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Number one, successful indeed are the believers. Not successful are the Forbes 500. Not successful are indeed those who are the best and most richest of people. Yes, if they have faith. If they have fulfilling of the requirements of faith, they are the best and they are the most successful. So successful indeed are the believers, those who are humble and humble themselves in their prayer. So their prayer is a marker of their humility, and it's something you can visibly see is a marker of their faith. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعِيضُونَ. And those who avoid idle talk. And things, essentially, what is idle talk? Imam Malik has one of the most amazing statements about this. He says, إِنِّي لَا أُحِبُّ الْكَلَامِ لَيْسَ وَرَاءُهُ عَمَلٍ. Imam Malik says, I do not like speech which there is no action behind it. So like vain speech, nonsense speech. You see talk shows just to talk, not talk shows that benefit, not podcasts that benefit, but basically idle talk. And listen to this. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ. And those who pay their zakat. Zakat, meaning was essentially revealed as giving charity even in the Meccan period. But it was not obligated until the Medinan period. So giving charity, even when you are not in the greatest of states, the Islamic basically governance was not even established, but it was still recommended for Muslims to give in charity and to donate. And it is essential part of our faith that it purifies us when we learn how to sacrifice from the things that we love and hold and dear and work hard for. When you work hard for your money and you're giving it for the sake of Allah, that's the highest level of understanding how much faith you have. And he says, those who guard their chastity. So chastity among the first, earliest things in Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala essentially told us to guard. And essentially what chastity does is it guards your spiritual lenses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who guards their eyes from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented, Allah will place that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade and prevented, meaning prevented from them engaging in, unless they did it in a lawful way, like sexual intimacy with outside of marriage is not permissible, except when someone is married. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah will place a sweetness in their heart for faith that they can feel and taste. So essentially the sweetness of faith will enter their heart for those who lower their gazes. He says then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنُّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Except with their wives or those who within their possession, for then they are free from blame. But whoever seeks beyond that are transgressors. The believers are also those who are true to their trusts and covenants. They're true to their promises and covenants and promises. And they are those who are properly observant of their prayers. So not only are they humble in their prayers, but they're also observant of their prayers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. They are the ones that are the ones that will be awarded and the ones that will be, in essence, it comes from wiratha, bequeathed. They will be the ones chosen. And the ones that are chosen in this essence are the ones that will fulfill the conditions of living up to this ideal. And these were the first 10 ayat. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever tries to establish these 10 ayat, they will enter paradise. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The first 10 ayat of Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 23rd surah of the Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to live up to the ideals of faith like this. Look at this. Humility. Service to others by giving. Protecting your promises and covenants. Chastity. And being observant. And constancy. Constancy and observancy are linked. And those who will understand they are part of those who will receive the inheritance of this faith. They are the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this faith and pass on through them. They're going to be warithun. And what did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says? Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. That the scholars are the ones that are the inheritors of prophets. Why? Because they are the ones that uphold to the ideal of what a human being should be, the ideal Muslim that Allah enjoined us to become. May Allah allow us to fulfill that as we're entering these last few days of Ramadan, to constantly think about how can I improve? What are the things I need to work on? What are the things that I need to become closer to the ideals Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran of the 115 characteristics of the true believer. May Allah make us of them and help us while we're reading the Quran, make a mark or even Quran journal or write it down. Here are the characteristics of the ideal believer. And you can even write a list and maybe even share it with others. What does it mean to be an ideal believer, an ideal Muslim in the sight of Allah? So we can aspire to become that. And that can only happen when somebody reads the Quran constantly, and somebody who practices it, and somebody who develops, and somebody who doesn't and just takes it as a blessing that comes once a year. They will not benefit from Islam in that sense. They will only benefit from its outward component, which is the saying and speech of it. But they may not benefit from it in their life. And that can only come when someone is impacted by it, to apply it. And that's why they said there's a difference between motivation and consistency. May Allah make us of those who are motivated and be consistent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Jazakumul khair for joining. And we will continue, inshallah, tomorrow with illuminations, Quranic reflections from the Haramain. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala habibina wa nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.